Come see the show live in a city near you. Austin, Texas, Los Angeles, California, New York City, and more. Tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com.
Make sure you're subscribed to Stand Up on the Spot. There's new episodes every other Monday on this channel. And leave a like and a comment while you're here. Now enjoy the show. Thanks so much.
What's up, Comedy Store? Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. How are we doing tonight? Yeah! All right. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. I'm your host, and let's get right into this. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and then we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off of those suggestions. Who's ready to start the show? What do you say, huh? Yeah! All right. Could I get a suggestion? S'mores? I feel like you looked at me and you're like, this is a wholesome white. let's do some s'mores talk. S'mores. We're really doing it, folks. I think that there's certain white people activities that I look like I personify everywhere I everywhere you look. I feel like I look like a guy who would bring an acoustic guitar to a campfire. And then at around midnight, like, have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Like, everybody else is breaking into ghost stories. I'm like, you know who's also a ghost and rose 3 days later? Jesus. And you know what's also really the s'more of the church? The Holy Trinity. Crackers, chocolate, marshmallows, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. What are we doing here, folks? I freaking love s'mores. It pisses me off when I go to a restaurant where the s'mores are like $13. They're cashing in on our childhoods. Have you ever been to one of those places, like a restaurant, and it'll be like, yes, our open fire section over here, but the s'mores are $18. I'm like, those are $1 items. You are robbing me right now. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah, I will. I love it. Let's grab another suggestion.
Fishing.
All right. Another tip for the show. You can yell out more than one, so I got some freaking options. Good grief. Let's pick up the pace in this show a little bit. So far, I got s'mores and fishing. I mean, I'll take them. You know who else did some fishing? 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 people. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Next suggestion. What are we doing?
Tesla drivers.
Man, I got a new haircut recently, and I'm very white, I guess. I'm just, more and more suggestions are like, all right, this guy will know something about Teslas. Tesla's something, a feature that nobody's talking about, is you can finally get roadhead safe. That should be a selling point. But Elon knows his demographic. He knows that nerds don't get head in Teslas. That hasn't even been a bullet point. That hasn't even been advertised anywhere. Guess what? That's the first thing your boy thought of. Oh, I'm not gonna wreck and kill myself just because I wanna get a nut out? Oh. Sounds amazing. That's why I want the self-driving car. Dude, when the car starts you off as well, that's when you'll know that we have arrived in the future. You know what I'm saying? ChatGPT. Let's grab another suggestion.
Video games.
Video games and Italians. Oh, Super Mario Bros. Okay. Here we go. Did you hear that, you know, with Chris Pratt, they wanted to tone down the Italian a little bit? They did, you know? Why is this white lady shaking her head and going, no? Why are you looking in my face, dead to my freaking song, going, no, sir, no? Have you seen the freaking movie? Have you seen Super Mario Bros.? Oh, you haven't, have ya? Guess what? Childhood gamer here, I saw it with my son. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna be a nerd too, dude. I loved it. Yeah, did you grow up playing Mario?
Actually, yeah.
Actually, yeah, great. How long have you two been together?
A little bit, 6 months.
6 months? I think it's about to be game over, you know what I mean? Man, I'm feeling great about this set, and some of you don't even realize how good I'm doing right now. This is doing really good for the show. Yeah. They changed the accent. It's Chris Pratt. He's just doing like a normal voice. He's not, it's a me, a Mario. Ho 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 ho. Gung ding, gung ding, gung ding, gung ding, gung ding. Ah, wah wee, wah 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 wah. I used to have this bit. I had to scrap it because sometimes you do bits early on in your comedy that don't age well. I used to have this bit about super, what if it was called Super Jamario Bros? And I'll just let you fill in the gaps of where where that went. Next suggestion. You guys aren't gonna get me. I know you're trying to set me up with this freaking crowd. I know what you're trying to do. I've seen you guys. You're chilling in the silence, waiting for me to cancel myself. What else we got? What's up? What's this over here? Martha Stewart. Bro! Who saw those Martha Stewart pictures today? Did you guys see? Okay. Was it Sports Illustrated? Man, Martha Stewart was in Sports Illustrated and she could get it. I was appalled with myself. I pulled over, I was like, what do we have here? It was crazy. Yeah. Sometimes you look at stuff and you don't mean to make like a mental bookmark of of stuff that you like. But I was like, I like this. You're not proud of it, but sometimes you're like, gonna save this memory for later. I feel like guys, you know, I don't know. Would you say that guys are more about the spank bank, or would you say ladies, you're more about the spank bank?
Guys.
Okay. Not one woman was like. First of all, we call it a spank vault, okay? Because it's under lock and key. There's an entry code. You're not getting in there, okay? But a spank bank, yeah. Gross men, they're going to take withdrawals out of there. They're going to think about it. They're going to tell their friends where they bank at.
Dude, you got to check out this site, dude. Martha Stewart gets double teamed by Mario Brothers.
Guys, who's ready to kick the show off? What do you say, huh? Yes, you guys are amazing. You getting into the show, huh? Yeah. All right, let's keep this amazing energy going for your next comedian coming to stage. I've been watching this guy for years, and he just dropped a new special on YouTube called The Birds and the Bees. Please welcome my brother, the great Maz Gibrani, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. It's Maz Gibrani, guys. Get loud. Yeah.
Keep it going for Jeremiah Watkins. Come on. Jeremiah Watkins, stand up on the spot. Yes. Shit. Why did I agree to do this? Oh, my God. I was over there watching him. He was great, first of all. Give it up one more time for this guy, right? I was over there watching him. You know what it felt like? You know when, like, there's those water slides where they shoot people out, and as you're going up their stairs, you're like, that looks kind of scary. As I got closer, I'm like, oh, why'd I come all these stairs? I want to go down. I almost left, but fuck it. So I'm going to try this and see what... give me a suggestion, guys. Society. What? Las Vegas. Did he just say society? Wait, there's a philosophy class? What the fuck? Okay, society. How about existence? All right, what's up with existence, man? You'll be walking down the street and be like, society, fuck, you know? Did you say society?
Said anxiety.
Anxiety. That's what I have right now, motherfucker. Anxiety. I have anxiety of the society. This is going on YouTube? Fuck. My anxiety. Look at that. I'm walking around like I'm about to shit my pants. You want anxiety? You don't need material. Just watch me move. Muzz, you move a lot. Yeah, I just fucking, you know, that's how pros do it. The pros. This is a therapy session now. Anxiety. I used to play baseball. I'm not kidding. Little League Baseball. I was like 10 years old. Every time the game was about to start, I'd be like, Coach, what's up? I got to go take a dump. I was always taking a dump. And they were like, oh, wow, man, your stomach works really well. I go, yeah. 30, 40 years later, I'm like, I had anxiety. That's what it is. I don't know. Anybody here play baseball? Any of you guys play baseball? There you go. Baseball is an anxiety-inducing sport, right? Because every other sport keeps moving, and you might get another... Like basketball, you might fuck up, but you're going to get it another second. Baseball, if you fuck up, you got 3 innings to think about that shit. Right? You go sit on the bench, oh, fuck, man, I should have caught that ball, man. Right? The anxiety, oh, my mom... And my dad doesn't like me. They're in the stands, right? They're like, hey, Tommy, catch it next time. Anyway, there you go. Another subject. Who?
Cologne.
Cologne. Hey, I wear it. Yeah, there you go. I'm Persian. It kind of, you know, it has to happen. You know, there's certain cultures that are cologne cultures. Like Persians, I like Persians. I think Mexicans, a lot of the, you know, the macho Latino. Do white people, you guys do cologne? Or you guys just do like potpourri and shit? Let's just put some potpourri and go out, mom. Oh. Do you do the spread? It's fucking fantastic. I've always been a fan. The sound even. You do the wrists? That's a little like, oh, you, what the fuck's wrong with you? You do like that? You gotta man it up. Pa 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 ka ka. Fuck it. This guy's over here putting on cologne like this. I got cologne. That's how I do my cologne. And then I comb my hair like that. No, my dad used to, I swear to God, when I was a kid, my dad was a big Persian thing. I actually have the Paco Rabanne, you know what I'm talking about. The green bottle. My dad used to have that. That was my, I have it now at the house. And every once in a while, in homage to my father, just with you pops and, you know, walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, not really. Whatever. Cologne is good though. Cologne is good, man. Cologne, you got to do cologne. I've been married now. So like, I mean, I still do the cologne, but like when I was like younger, there was once in a while, like, cause guys were stupid. Like there was times where I was like going on a date. I was like, should I put a little down just in case? I don't think women, do you want it? Like if it led to that, would you want to like taste Paco Rabanne? Not really, right? Yeah. It's a bad idea. So to all you young people, don't put cologne on your penis, okay? Next subject. What else we got? Pickleball. There you go. Pickleball. Not the, is that the tennis one now? Is that pickleball? Is that what pickleball, right? That's the, so they just, it's basically tennis, but in a smaller court, and they couldn't call it mini tennis. They had to call it pickleball. Like pickleball should actually have pickles. You want to impress me? You want to impress me, you pickleball mother? Get out there with a pickle and let me see you hit that shit. have it land in the court and have the guy hit it back, right? I want to see a 20 hit rally with pickles. Now I'm impressed. Now I'm like, that's a f-ing sport. Currently, it's just mini tennis with a wiffle ball, you motherfuckers, all right? But some dude's making money. Didn't LeBron James just like buy the league or something? I didn't even know there was a league. That's the, mother, you guys, while you're sleeping on it and coming to comedy shows, bunch of out of work writers, what the fuck? You guys are all here. You're all here. I know there's a strike going on. I'm with you. That's why I'm here doing this for YouTube. Getting paid 0.000.1. Is that even a number? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to try pickleball. I'll let you know how it goes. I've gotten older, by the way, so I can't move around. Actually, pickleball is good for me. Pickleball is like between ping pong and tennis, basically. It's just right in the middle, right? Basically, right? So maybe we could come up with a combination. We should just come up with our own shit, right? I'm going to go take baseball. I'm just going to be like tomato ball. What is it? It's just like a smaller baseball. And just fucking hit it. I'm going to start my own league, tomato ball. Have you played tomato ball? Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety. You got to wait in the three innings till you come back. No, not in my game. In tomato ball, you get a chance. When you strike out, you go again because it's tomato ball. It's better for when you have anxiety. If you have anxiety, tomato ball is the sport you should get into. Because in tomato ball, you miss the ball. That's fine. Parents aren't even allowed to come watch. They can't yell at you. Tomato ball, low anxiety. Subject, another subject. Anybody else? Anybody else? What are the subjects? Anybody else? Anybody? You guys are done? All right, that's it. I think, Jeremiah, I think I blew the whole thing up. I think that's it. I think on-the-spot comedy has been officially ended now. No more on-the-spot. We spend years writing our material, you motherfuckers. All right, you come here expecting comedy? Fuck you. You greedy bastards. Any other subjects? Anything? Public gyms? Dude, I was just at a... I just went to Gold's Gym. You ever been to the Gold's Gym, West Hollywood? No. Well, okay. Don't get all offended, bro. How homophobic is this guy? No way, man. No way. I swear to God, I said Gold's Gym. He goes, yeah. I go, West Hollywood. No, I'm straight, man. I'm straight. My gym is women, only women all around. Hot women in bikinis. Martha Stewart in a bikini in my gym. Because I only go to hot women gym. Bro, relax. I mean, there's gay dudes, there's straight dudes. I don't know. You can work out. It's actually, gay dudes are fit. Like, it's a good place to be. They inspire me. The problem is the gym was full. It's just, you know what the problem with the gym? I'm sorry to God, because I got this dinky. I went and bought a, we all know. Remember when the pandemic, like, everyone was working out at the house? I tried to buy dumbbells. First of all, dumbbells. Talk about supply chain. Dumbbells. I tried to order dumbbells April of 2020. The guy's like, I'll get it to you in May of 2029. Because you got to put a down payment, $15,000. I go, what pound? He goes, 10 pounds. I go, what the f***? What if I want 20 pounds? He goes, that's going to be $100,000. You give me your first child and we make a deal, bro. I went and got some dumbbells. I got a little bench in the back. So I got this. Listen, guys, I'm always trying to, you know when they say like controlled care, like my whole little back office is always messy. I got the bench, I got the things, and I do it. And today I said, let me go to this gym, relax. I don't even want to say it anymore. I don't even want to say it. It was a gym with a bunch of dudes. Listen, the point is, I don't care if it's dudes or girls. Every time I went from one, I would finish the machine. I went to go to the next machine. Someone was there already. And I'm like, how full is this? But everyone's in shape and they're all fit. One guy was up like, dude, I looked at the pull-ups. I can do like 3 or 4. This dude was doing the pull-ups and his feet were like, he was, you know what I'm saying? He's in the, I'm like, you cocky motherfucker. My back is hurting watching you. Get down. What the fuck you doing? I swear to God, I felt bad. Like, I was like, shit, and I didn't want to be like, excuse me, how long do you guys get? Like, you know, you didn't want to ask them because some of these guys are serious. One guy had two machines. What a greedy motherfucker. capitalism. That's capitalism, all right? The guy, I swear to God, he was on a machine. I came over here. I saw like a phone. I go, well, there's a phone, but there's no person. So I was about to do, he's like, excuse me, I'm doing a double up. I go, all right, you mother. I hope you get fat one day. You son of a bitch. Listen, guys, this has been anxiety-inducing, but it's been fun. I'm Maz Jobrani. Let's bring up Jeremiah Watkins. Bring up Jeremiah. We're going to do a tag team now. Is that what we're doing? A little tag. Holy shit, this is nerve-wracking.
Keep it going for Maz Jobrani, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Tomato ball.
Dude. That was great.
There's a future. We should make some money.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So now how does this work now?
So we're going to take some suggestions together and see what we can do with them together. So,
oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, Jesus. Now we're a duo.
I know. It's happened.
TikTok? Tick.
Talk.
Thank you. Next suggestion. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, no, we could do TikTok. Should we just jump to the... What do you want to do? You want to do Russia? Let's go to Russia.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Russia.
We'll come back to TikTok. Maybe we'll work TikTok into Russia.
Yeah.
Russia. All right.
I feel like Russian TikToks are just people eating soup. and like the dance is like just...
Yeah, and they're like bending the spoon as I bend the f***ing spoon. I look at this.
Really
I crush you, TikTok. I crush you.
I crush. 10,000 views, TikTok.
Did you crush it on TikTok? I crush everything on TikTok.
I crush your dreams. I crush TikTok, everything.
You know, Russians are very serious people, right?
You don't see them smiling very often.
I know. There's one Russian I know that smiles.
Who?
She's very nice. She's like an acrobat that I met. So it's just friends. I swear to God. We're friends. She's a friend of mine. She was an acrobat. She's Russian. What do you want me to say? She was, but she was training to be an acrobat at the age of like 10.
Okay.
Like turning upside. That's the kind of shit Russians do.
Are you flexible?
Not really. I just told you. I can't.
You can't barely do the thing. You don't have to try to suck your own.
Yeah. Welcome to Russian TikTok.
Listen, we will teach you how to suck your own dick.
First, you must pull dick out like that. You're Russian, you're tough. Just f***ing put it in your mouth. Like a real Russian, put the f***ing dick in your mouth. What, you can't do it? What are you, Ukrainian? Fuck. Russian TikTok.
And now this guy likes it, all right?
Yeah.
We turned the corner on it, Megan.
Hey, man. I think we're grooming him. Yeah. That's great.
By the end of the show, he's full on bear. He's like, okay, that was a great show.
Ron DeSantis would hate the show right now, really.
What other suggestions we got?
What is this? Homeless people and Las Vegas. Well, that works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of people go to Las Vegas with a home.
Yeah.
And they leave homeless.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just there. I got super lucky on a slot machine. I turned $20 into a couple $100.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Was it the Wheel of Fortune?
No, but I love that one.
I love the Wheel of Fortune.
It's something that pulls you in. Fortune.
Every time I'm like, because it goes, you know, and you're like, oh, it's going to be the. And it goes like, and then it goes to the 1,000, and you're like, it's gonna, and then you go, dude, one more.
Yeah.
And you're like, $5. You're like, all right, I'll hang out, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
It's exciting. They have the sounds and everything so dialed in that they know how to keep you engaged.
Those motherfuckers, man. I've got to start using that like when I'm making love.
Oh,
the
dude.
Sounds, the imagine. Sounds?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, this is something. Let's just keep going.
He came in 10 seconds and I'm a winner. This is great.
I'd like to double down, but in about an hour. I need the nap first.
Yeah.
Before we try this
not
again.
Not accepting new transactions at the moment.
Fucking Las Vegas. You know what? The last couple of times, did you ever see the movie 21 about the MIT card counting team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Micah Ponte is like the guy. First of all, he's this Asian dude, but when they made the movie, they made the lead a white dude.
Ooh.
Just letting you guys know that Hollywood, you know, didn't let the Asian back then.
That makes way more sense.
Yes, it does. Hello? Yeah, of course.
It makes way more sense.
Hello? Yes. Okay, so anyway. But here's the thing. He taught me a little bit of the card counting thing. And so with card counting, there's all these techniques. You got to like look at the high cards, low cards, keep it in your head. Like what's? But there's a way where it's like a high card like gets you like a negative one, a low card, positive one. So you practice at home. I practice at home. I go, okay, I'm going to go try this shit.
Yeah.
And you show up. And it's like, you know when Mike Tyson says, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
So that's what happened with my card counting, because I'm sitting at the table. I'm like, okay, I got the strategy. And as soon as we start, the guy sitting next to me is like, so where are you from? I go, hey, what's up, California? And the next thing I know, I've lost count. I'm not paying attention. I go, and the guy keeps talking. I'm like, you motherfucker, trying to count cards. Then the waitress comes, you want a drink? I'll take a drink. And then I'm like, I was losing money, drinking, getting drunk. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Where's Mike Aponte when you need him?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You'd almost think that the casino might even hire those people to engage with people if somebody looks like really like they're focusing.
Those motherfuckers, they want to know where you're from. Like,
all right, bring in the Midwesterner. So, where are you from?
I'm from the positive one, negative one. I don't know anymore. Yeah, just take my money, mother. Oh, shit.
Let's grab one more suggestion.
Fisherman.
Fisherman pies. And what else?
Jamario Bros.
What did I tell you, dude? Fisherman and pies?
And they were singing, bye, fisherman pie. Throw my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Good old fishermen ringing around, singing this would be the day.
Yeah, right? That's how it goes, right?
Fisherman pie. Fisherman's pie. What's in a fisherman's pie?
A fisherman's pie, it's got to be worms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, every Thanksgiving. Oh.
Nobody likes to invite the fisherman to Thanksgiving.
No, that motherfucker with the worms in there, right?
Yeah. Everybody's trying to get the aroma of turkey in their nostrils, and he comes in smelling like fish.
Yeah, and then you got to eat the pie before the worms eat the pie. It's really kind of it's a race to just disgusting.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone? Are you a big fisher?
I grew up in Kansas, so I was a fisher kid. Yeah.
There's water in Kansas. I live in California. We don't know about this shit. I figured middle of the country, there'd be no water. You guys have water?
Yeah, we import it from California.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I'm from Iran, you know. We have Iran. We have water, and it's a desert, but we still have water.
Right. Well, where do you get it from?
We're from California.
Oh. Guys, giving over Maz Jobrani.
Thank you, bro.
All right, we having a good time so far, ladies and gents. Your next comedian coming to the stage, one of my best friends in comedy, known him for years. He started doing the show early on when I started doing it around 2010 here in Hollywood, and he tours as a headliner across the country. He's an amazing comedian and musician. Please welcome my brother, Jeffrey Baldinger, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Jeffrey Baldinger, guys, come on.
Yes, oh my God. Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. Let him hear it. Fucking Maz Jobrani, everybody. Let Maz hear it. God damn it, I have to follow that shit. Oh, God. Oh, no fun. This is like the dream where you have a nightmare of like showing up to school naked and have to give a speech, you know? This is like if I signed up for that and I chose to do that, you know? It's like, oh, I don't have anything prepared, but okay, I'll do the show. So awesome. So, you know, do your thing. This is on you guys, all right? Don't expect anything from me. All right, you guys should have come prepared, all right? So I wasn't done berating you guys yet. Chill the fuck out, all right? I wasn't done getting over my nerves yet, okay? Interrupting. Okay, don't you fucking hate it when somebody interrupts you with the theme of the show and just tries to get you to do it right away? You're just like, all right, buddy, I'm still getting over my nightmare dream. It's good. All right, next good suggestion. See, that's how it's done, all right? No, I love you. I've never said that before. So this is a big day for firsts, guys. I'm pretty happy. Again, please don't interrupt. This is very, I mean, we're almost there, okay? We're almost ready for your suggestion. Just not, like, we're so close to being on the same page. You know what? We're on the same page, just different books. You know what I mean? Like, that's how that, you know, it's okay. Don't even, that, you know, it's it's okay. It's, big day. All right, suggestions, more suggestions. Say again? Chat GPT. Is it GPT or GPT? GPT. All right. Done with that suggestion. No. No, it's terrifying. That shit is, it's, I mean, like, this, you could, you know, that would actually be easier. I would love to see ChatGPT on this show. Like, just write that out. It's like the guy who I've shut down constantly is applauding. Yeah! He wouldn't get mad at me for doing the show. Chat GPT is better than fuck you, guy. This is, no, Chat GPT, like, right? You see those things on, like, AI are making music, like, they do the voices of people now, like, on the TikTok, not to call back to somebody else's set, but on the TikTok, they do these, like, AI, if Biggie sang, you know, the girl is mine, you know, it's like shit like that, which, by the way, would be awesome. I don't know, you guys, you know, the girl is mine, the best song on Thriller. You guys know that one. I love how nobody batted an eye when I said that. Like, you all agree that the girl is mine is the best song on Thriller? Do you guys know what Thriller is? It's, how old are we here? Like, that's, I just want to gauge. But it's terrifying. Like, that's pretty soon, because you can have a hologram and the AI sound alike, and then have ChatGPT write everything. I mean, that's the shit that writers strike and current events, you know, all that stuff. I read, so you don't even have to, like, if I had gotten that Martha Stewart suggestion, I also would have been able to tell you what happened recently. Definitely, and certainly going to look that up later. I don't have a phone. It's okay, but that's, so ChatGPT is fucked up, right? I mean, who, I've used it, but like, that's, it's, I don't understand it. I don't, like, it's this thing where, part of me is like, it's like a calculator, right? Because people are like, oh, you're not going to have a calculator in the real world. Guess what? That's all we have. I lied about not having a phone earlier. I just want to be full disclosure there. But the thing is, like, it's like, there's got to be, like, some rules in place on it, I guess, in the future, like, for screenwriting and for, like, just corporate shit, I guess, unless we're gonna burn it all down, right? I don't know. You know what? Great suggestion. Not the right guy to give it to. That's what we've discovered from that. This little interaction here is like, I wish I had something. I don't, but it's good. I really wish I was better. Now, another suggestion.
Bingo.
That was his name. That's what I heard. You know, all right. Getting a little too hot for this bingo content, all right? Jeremiah said at the beginning, let's keep it clean, all right? This bingo shit. Do you know anybody named Bingo? The cartoon. You know the cartoon? That's not personal. I don't know the cartoon personally, but it is named Bingo. But yeah, I would love. Okay, somebody. You know what is great? So for who does, like, fantasy football or fantasy sports? Anything? Yeah, it's a lot of people. Okay, so do you guys do creative punishments for the people who lose?
Yeah.
All right. The next create. This is your assignment for your leagues. Okay. The next per. It is not going to be that great. He's like, oh, it's really not that exciting. It's just like, For the person who loses, their next child or the child that they already have has to change their name legally to Bingo. That's it. That's all. That's the punishment. That's what you have to see. You guys are all like, that was disappointing. It was a lot of buildup. It's like, oh, that's, he was just gonna call back to what we were talking about. That's no. Now, Bingo, was Bingo a, so Bingo's also a game, right? You guys play Bingo? I'll move on. Everybody's like, we're over Bingo. Let's get more shit going. It's another suggestion. Road trips and what? What? Drum circles. Road trips and drum circles. Those go together a lot. Do you participate in a drum circle ever? Sounded like the most lie, like the biggest lie. It's like, drum circle, do you participate? Yeah, I didn't think further. On too many mushrooms from the drum circle. Now, I was a drummer. I used to drum in the old, you guys don't believe me. based on that, tat. I didn't do a drum circle because it was always like naked. You know, like that's, it seems like I prefer to, not to take too hot of a stand, but I prefer to drum with my clothes on. Somebody's like, what? You've never been to Burning Man. A lot of naked drum circles. And then road trips, you got to drive around a lot and drum. Connected. That's a professional mind, all right? That is yes-anding. That's improv. This is stand-up. That's what the show is, buddy, all right? You came to see this guy. I know, you're all here to see me. Did you say Caspers? Caspers what? The friendly ghost? Are you? What did you say? Gas prices. Gas prices. Okay, but you can see how I thought you said Casper. Casper ices. That's how you sound. They're fucking ridiculous. You know, it's, gas prices are insane. It's huge. It's like, welcome back. Huh? You came back. I dig it. I'm just distracting myself so I don't have to go for that suggestion. Again, don't know anything about current events. What is it? $7 now? You laugh a little bit, but the people who know. Like on Fairfax, you know that one? Fucking $7 on the fucking Chevron station? Fuck y'all, Chevron. I'm calling you out. Are you guys scared of Chevron? That's what? I am too. But no, gas prices are shitty. I wish I was Casper because I didn't have to play these fucking gas prices. Jeremiah, come on up. Thank you, guys.
Jeffrey Baldinger, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. That guy's feeling lucky, right?
Yeah.
You guys don't get it, but that's on his shirt. Only I can see.
Let's grab a let's grab a suggestion.
Non-problematic flash, guys. Zombie apocalypse, Tinder, and Grindr.
Do you think that there's going to be gay zombies out there?
Oh yeah. Gay zombies, just like, and they'll be in the Pride Parade as well. That's like.
Still causing traffic.
It's like, all these, is there a zombie apocalypse? I mean, Santa Monica's closed right now. On Santa Monica.
They don't want brain. They just want equal rights.
They just want to get married.
They just
want to be buried next to each other. They want to be allowed to eat the same sex's brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why they get Grindr. They can grind up your bones.
What? I feel like when I was watching your set, I'm like, I'm having a fever dream right now.
I am. I do have a fever. It's horrible. I'm getting everybody sick here. No, I not really. No.
Let's grab another suggestion. Yeah.
Marvel movies. Those are good.
What's your favorite?
You see.
What's your favorite Marvel character? My son, for example, he's obsessed already with Spider-Man and the Hulk.
Those are the two best in the.
You're talking about the woman who lied earlier. Everything you say sounds like a lie. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Marvel. Yeah, totally. I definitely watched.
I've
all
seen
of them.
Every
yeah.
single one. So you can ask if you want to, but you don't need to because I have so. Just take my word for it. the Hulk is green, and it's funny because I know a lot about the Hulk, but they don't believe me. Yeah. the thing is, I love the comic book Hulk. I am not a huge fan of MCU Hulk, but as far as favorite Marvel movies, what's your favorite Marvel movie? Like, what's the favorite Marvel?
Did you just turn around my question on me? I'm just looking for a quick short answer on who's your favorite superhero, and it's like let's talk about you, Jeremiah. Some of my favorite Marvel movies. I'm a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man guy. When they brought him back, I was, I had a total nerd boner
absolutely.
For the three Spider-Mans, Exactly.
You just need one more person. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. I'll play Spider-Man with my son where I'll throw him up in the air and make the psst, but he got too scared this morning because I put him up on the wall. I'm like, "You're Spider-Man." He's like, "Nah."
Wait, isn't that, that's not the first time you've scared your son as Spider-Man? I remember, you dressed up as Spider-Man and, you came out, full-on mask and stuff like that, and his son was just, chilling in their living room, and he just comes out and is like, "Ah!" And the son was like, "Ah!" And Jeremiah's just like, no, it's me,
yeah,
it's
he didn't understand the concept of a mask, so he thought that, skin was peeling off. I mean, that's pretty terrifying. If you've never seen a mask before in your life as a child and you see somebody roll something up and then you see another set of eyes, you're like, "What is happening right now?"
First of all, the first time you see a live-action Spider-Man, just full body costume in your house that you feel safe in, and then, it's Daddy!
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I know what goes on inside of his house. Next suggestion.
Cut to Jeffrey outside the window. "That looks like a nice family right there."
I know all about Spider-Man.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Real estate agents
and virgins.
And anime.
That was a little bit of an insult, and we got anime all at the same time.
All three. If you like anime, you'll probably become a real estate agent because you're a...
virgin.
Hey. No. Probably
survey
not.
Survey says...
Three X's right in a row. That's never happened before with one answer.
And also, virgins are very into triple X. Okay. What else we got? You're rubbing off on me. What else we got?
One man show and turkey?
I like turkey. Do
you ever? What? Because there's a.
Cause, wait.
Yeah, because we're gonna grab the. Yeah.
And then
we're gonna say
because
the
four.
Yeah, yeah. But then I was gonna say the.
You say it.
Right.
Okay.
Are you good at bowling?
Here's the thing. I'm consistently inconsistent at bowling. Mm-hmm. The most consistent. Every other game that I'll play will be sometimes I'll score a 200. Sometimes, and then the very next game, I'll score a 50. And there's, I'm not good.
I love you, brother. Give it up for Jeffrey Baldinger, ladies and gentlemen.
Love you, man.
Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. Let him hear it.
All right, how's the energy doing in here, guys? Your next comedian coming to the stage. I love this guy's stand-up. I've done sketches with him, and he's got a great podcast called Lesser Known Characters. Please welcome my brother, Chappelle Lacey, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. It's Chappelle Lacey. Let's go.
The white dude got more claps than me. Nah, I don't need it now. I don't need it now. All right, yell at me. What'd you say?
Wine bars.
Wine bars. Wine bars. I f***ing hate wine drinkers. Yo, f*** them. Wine drinkers, because I'm 9 years off alcohol, and wine drinkers, they're f***ing alcoholics too. They're right there with me. But I just think wine drinkers are better at that shit, you know, because they get the cheese and the crackers and all that shit. Yeah, call that shit your fucking charcuterie boards and all that. I'm like, man, charcuterie's my cousin's name, dog. What the fuck are you talking about? Get out of here. Dorks. Looking at me crazy because I liked whiskey, dog. I'm a sommelier. Eat a dick, I am. Man, the funny thing about wine drinkers, they got merchandise made for themselves. They rock merchandise for being alcoholics, yo. Yeah. And they wear it proudly, you know, they do. I saw this wine drinker walking around with his t-shirt on, right? Had a little Tyrannosaurus Rex on it, holding two wine glasses, and it was tilting one of them up, and across the top it said, Winosaur. What the f***? Out of here, dude. Winosaur. I didn't get no merchandise for all the wild turkey I was drinking. I get no t-shirts made that said hard drink, soft dick. I didn't get to fucking kiss my ass. That was aggressive. I'm sorry. I started off with a different kind of energy. And all he said was just wine bars. And you sent me down, you know, like, and that's why I don't do crowd work, because I just be getting mad. I'm sorry, brother. I hope you ain't a wine drinker.
Cheerleading.
why you ask me that? Because you know I'm a cheerleader. You know I was a cheerleader. What'd you say? Yeah, I was a past cheerleader. I was good at that shit. I love cheerleading. Cheerleading was great. You know, it taught me a lot of great things, and you know, it taught me how to see women as humans. Yeah, let that sink in, dudes. Yeah, I cheered with some. You know, like here's the thing. All these dudes were always like, "Yo, Chappelle, like, you know, you trying to holler at that guy, holler at that girl, holler at that girl," and I'm like, "What? Like, it's so stupid. Like, I'm like, no, I fucking hate her. You know what I mean? Like." Like, I don't care how hot she is. Like, I cheer, like, there's this one girl I cheer with, Jessica, that's her name. We'll say Jessica, you know? And if I could just hit, you know what I mean? Like, if I could just casually trip her from kind of, you know? Y'all need to stop asking me questions that make me mad, yo. I'm all up here, heart beating all fast, and I was like, damn, I thought they were gonna ask me something wholesome.
Skydiving?
I can't skydive. What do you mean, why? Because there's a weight limit. I didn't know that. It's like 250 is the highest, and I'm 260. So I can't do that skydiving shit. I mean, and people think, oh, you won't do it, you won't do it. Yeah, I would if I didn't have, you know. And like, you looking at me right now, you're like, but you look jacked. You got the arms and shit like that. Yeah. But as soon as someone goes, hey, dog, lift up your t-shirt. Let me see them abs, bro. I'm like, fuck you, my body, my choice, mother. Abs are tough in this bitch. All right, that was, again, aggressive. This is this is the most aggressive. Okay, I did not. Why y'all do that? Quit doing, don't ask me. Oh, okay, okay, okay. So then, say it again. Weed. Weed's an easy one. People always ask about weed.
Reality TV.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yo, let them have it. Let them have it. Why do we hate on them? F*** it. That's all I got. You know what I mean? I don't have. It's because I don't watch the show. So like, I'm just like, yeah, let them. Yeah, cool. Armenians. That's what they are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, cool. I don't want to f*** that up. I don't want to f*** that up. And then someone in the comments be like, they're not f***ing Armenians.
Canada.
Canada, f*** yeah. All right, so... I ain't got nothing for Canada. Okay. I've only been there a few times. Oh, shout out to the, not shout out, but I was going to say the dude that did my face. Ain't that dude in Canada? What's his name? The guy that did my face? The guy that was trying to look like me and shit? That guy. Why he do that? Are you from Canada? You're not from Canada? Who's from Canada? What, you're from Canada? Why that white dude do that? Why he do blackface like that? You ain't got no answer for your dude? That's your boy. That's your boy. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Bro, we have to represent Biden and Trump, bro. F*** you. Represent that motherfucker. You talking about that's not my dude. I had to walk around, yeah, Trump's my president. You know, like, Biden's my president. You can hold on to that one, dog. That one, he just did blackface, you know? Everybody was doing that back in the day. Don't do it. I'm just getting ideas, dog. I don't like the way you looked at me. You were like...
Flip-flop sandals.
Dorks. Why was that created? That's... it's always just some white dudes in Vermont rocking that shit. Like... Playing frisbee. I hate them flip-flops. Okay, listen, that was aggressive. Okay, I need a... You know, actually, I do like flip-flops. You know, just let the toes breathe. I'm gonna switch this setup a little bit, you know, because I've just been mad the whole time. I've been mad the whole time. I love flip-flops. I just... When I put them on my feet, oh. Bro, when I'm walking through the sand, just flip-flop, you know? Love it. Thank you. Wow, that was a great question. Wow, this is magical. Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks for the flip-flops. Armenians, don't do that to me, dog. I think you heard I've been angry this whole time. And you're going to ask me about another race? Yeah, you tried. All good, bro. Come on. You Armenian?
Yes, sir.
You are? Oh, okay. Yeah. Armenians, y'all smell good. Y'all smell really, really good. I love the way y'all smell, man. That's dope shit. Put it all on there. Swim in that bitch, you know what I mean? You wear cologne like that?
Not like that.
Not like that, but you don't? No, don't lie to me, mother. You rock that cologne, Armenian, hell yeah. I fucks with it, yeah. I gotta go there one day. No? All right. Well, hey, not now.
Not now.
I'm not gonna ask. next question.
Road rage.
Hey, road rage. I think road rage people are pussies. Yeah, cause like you inside a box, yo. Like you ain't doing shit. You ain't about that life. Like some of the most, like people like your size, like you, like your size right here. Be in the car, just be like, I'll fuck you up. And meanwhile, you ain't, how many fights you been in?
Not many,
exactly, motherfucker. Yeah, you got road rage?
No.
Yeah, you bet not ever have no road rage. Man, there's times, because I've gotten out the car, and I fucked up one time, you know, it was dark out. I got out this car and someone had, you know, flipped me off and shit. I saw that. I saw the hand go up. I know what that gesture was. And then, you know, they pulled up behind me. I put my shit in park and I got out and said, yo, what the fuck is up? And it was some little white girl in glasses. And I was like, I'm not going to get you. I'm not going to get you. I'm not going to, yeah, you can, I'm not going to, I will, I'm sorry. Hey, come on. It's just a joke. Come on. Hey, we're all laughing. Is he, oh, come on. Oh, gosh. All right, Jeremiah, come up on the stage.
One more time for Chappelle Lacey.
It's because I said that's a funny question. I remember that white little white girl, man, with glasses. And when the white girls have glasses, you know they get taken all the time.
Let's grab a suggestion.
White girls getting taken.
Wow, that was sexual.
Can I say something? Listen,
getting taken by large black men. I mean,
yeah.
What was that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was like. Whoa, the way she said that. White girls getting taken.
Like the movie with Liam Neeson, but a black guy finding not his daughter, but just a white woman.
Yeah. Like King Kong, motherfucker. I'm just kidding. You had calmed down, white lady. I'm scared of y'all, bro. Fuck this. I'm scared of them. White ladies.
Ow, my back was blown out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't get all... I'm just kidding.
let's grab a suggestion. Joe Biden after parties.
And music festivals.
And music festivals.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about politics. I just know that white dude can't talk. You know? That motherfucker stumbles on words.
Well, yeah, they're making a new movie with him, White Men Can't Talk.
Sorry, that was no good.
We're gonna dream big.
Yo, man, say that shit correctly, yo. Come on, buddy, you got this, man. Just splash that shit, yo.
We're gonna get
that shit out, man. Come on, yo. Shit out.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Y'all need to stop making me laugh. Dumb.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Long distance relationships.
Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
I've been in.
Oh. Easy.
I get that now. Long distance. Is that what you were thinking?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were thinking like long distance. No? No, that's not where your head went?
I know.
And listen, I'm very conservative when it comes to the sexual stuff. Like, I'm cool with missionary, sweetheart. You know, like, I don't need, but I thought you meant long distance.
Long distance, like.
No, you gotta say it differently.
Oh, okay.
You saying long distance? No. Add like a long distance.
Long distance.
Hell yeah, you black now. Why you cross your arms like that? What happened? who bullied
Never
you?
Seen a black guy before?
Yeah.
Give me them glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Okay, did you go to Juilliard or what?
Oh, thanks, man.
This guy's got it.
Yeah. I put the Jew in Juilliard. Let's grab one more suggestion. First job, strip clubs, and dancers?
First jobs.
What was your very first job you've ever had?
I was a cheer coach.
Okay.
That's why you brought up cheerleading.
You were that good where that was your first job?
Yeah, 16. I started cheering at 15, and then I got a cheer job at 16.
Wow.
That good, yo.
Okay, so if you were to coach me as a cheerleader, what is something that...
Bitch, do that shit! You know what I'm saying? Like, because here's the thing. Here's the thing, because like people act like cheerleader coaches can't be tough, but no, me? No, no. I scream, yo. You f***ing up your motions. You f***ing up the pyramid. Drop down, give me 50, motherfucker. These kids can be talked to that way. They can be. They can let them have it. You know what I mean? Like, it's. I think I lost y'all. You know what I'm saying? I think some of y'all got kids that y'all don't like being yelled at.
The girl's like, I'm 7.
Shut up, Carissa.
Guys, keep going for Chappelle Lacey. Hey, one more time for Chappelle Lacey. All right, we have reached our final comedian of the night. You may know him from his podcast, Two Bears, One Cave. He has an amazing movie out called The Machine. It's the one, the only, Bert the Machine Kreischer, ladies and gentlemen. Make it loud. Bert Kreischer. I feel like a prude next to you.
I was watching you on stage next to Chappelle, and I was like, if they had a catalog for races, you would be the white guy. Like, hey, would you like to get a white guy? He's
like, you're at Home Depot, you're picking out the different colors, like I'm the white swatch.
Yeah. Looking for something a little bigger? Something to keep you warm in the winters. Can I tell you the hardest part about being fat? Oh, ho, ho. I can't see my belt loops anymore. So putting on a belt is like,
I can't either if that makes you feel.
Dude, I love when you just break a belt, when you compromise it from being fat and it just used right here. Like it bends over and your belt's like, fuck it, dude. I'm trying the best I fucking can. We're gonna do characters. We're gonna go through all of our artisanal clothing, starting with our shoes and getting to our shirts, and we got to do characters for them. So if your shoes could talk, right? What would they say? Like, say that you got, they go, hey, shoes, you get to talk to this crowd about what it's like to be Jeremiah's shoes. What would they say to the shoes?
Are we doing each other's
shoes?
No,
no, no, no. I'll do mine. You do yours.
Oh, okay. Because I had a lot of thoughts for yours right away.
Like, okay, you do the voices for mine.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do the voice for yours, and you do it for me.
But I don't know what you're, yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay, so can I be your shoes now?
Be my shoes.
Okay. Oh, there's so much weight inside of me. Oh, when's he gonna kick me off? Oh, I think I'm dying. I think I'm suffocating.
Okay. Okay. This is your shoes. Oh, he ties me so tight. This is what happens when you're owned by a skinny guy. They bend over and tie their shoes. It's so tight, and it's we're holding on so hard.
Or at least move to pants.
Okay, pants. Okay, okay.
All right, we're going to call myself Skinny Jeans.
hey, these are your pants. Hey, look at the guy next to us wearing us. I bet he doesn't wear underwear. I don't. No.
You don't?
I never wear underwear. I don't like it.
Okay.
People always go, what about your dick and your zipper? I go, my dick's like a thumb. Callous with a nail on it.
All right, I'm going to be your pants again. For God's sake, please put on some underpants.
Dude, I didn't realize like how much shit gets in your pants when you don't wear underwear. Like just like when your ass itches and you're just wiping your ass with your pants. And when I shit my pants. Like I don't. You shit your pants. You shit your underwear.
Right.
And then you take off your underwear and you go second round. Dude, when I shit my pants, I make it real. I shit my fucking pants.
Like a man.
Like a man.
Guys, keep it going for the amazing Bert the Machine Kreischer.
Thank you. Love you, Jeremiah. Thank you.
Did we all have a good time tonight? Keep it going one more time for all the comedians that you saw. Bert Kreischer. Chappelle Lacey. Jeffrey Baldinger. Yeah! Maz Jobrani. Yeah! I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Yeah! Come see us at the Comedy Store every second Tuesday of the month and look out for this series on YouTube. Stand Up on the Spot. Thank you so much for coming out. We love you guys. Have a great night. Stand Up on the Spot is the hardest show to do in comedy, so make sure you leave some love for the comedians in the comments. And make sure you subscribe before you go. Thanks for the support.